It's a Sunday, Sunday. Let's do the things we said we were gonna do one day.
Let the world well, it's Monday, but square between St. Anne, Manitoba and Ile de Chine lies Landmark, Manitoba. And with us live on 680 CJOB to share some stories and tell us about this new song, it's Quentin Blair. Great to meet you. Thanks so very much for being here.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. I listen to you guys all the time.
And now you're listening to yourself on the radio. Did you ever see or think you'd see the day where your song would be played on any station, let alone CJOB?
Yeah.
Well, and now you know why it's radio, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's why you had me in. I get it.
It's pretty cool, though, to hear your music on the radio, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it never gets old. That's for sure.
When did you start and how did you start in this? Because, you know, 30 years ago, very different from how you can start and succeed now. So tell us a little bit about Landmark to how many times you've been, you know, named country music star here in Manitoba?
Yeah, it's kind of this ever evolving profession, because what worked for one artist 5 years ago, 3 months ago, 20 years ago, isn't necessarily sort of the model or the plan that you get to kind of follow. So you just kind of learn. I think that the thing that you have to learn really quick in this business is just to be yourself and then just work hard. And
Julie, MCMA, Roots Artist of the Year 4 times, Male Artist of the Year 4 times, Songwriter of the Year for the song, what, $20?
$20 bottle, yeah.
Yeah, and
written with Jason Blaine, who's no slouch.
Yeah, he's a great one.
He is fantastic.
Yeah, good guy. We wrote that song. We were at his place down in Tennessee, and showed up at his place. We do a lot of, like my daughter and I like to go camping into Spruce Woods all the time. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go and camp in the equestrian campground there, and we take the horses there. And my buddy comes out, and he brings his 2 mules with him, and they were Betty and Wilma. And so I'm sitting at Jason's place, end of September, a couple of years back, and he's like, let's write a song. I kicked around a couple ideas, and he says, this is a moonshining song. And we were trying to come up with kind of what this would be. And he says, I say, it'll kick you like a mule. It'll put a hitch in your hobble. And then he looks at me and says, because it's a whole lot of trouble in a $20 bottle. So co-writes like that are fantastic. And actually, the way that I got connected with Jason Blaine was through my other pal, Jason McCoy.
Who's also Roadhammer's fame.
Absolutely. Yeah. CCMA Hall of Famer this year. So it's pretty great to kind of see him get that recognition. But it's just a small community of us. And we're all kind of very open to just sort of encouraging collaboration. I think that's the coolest part about being a musician is you just collaborate everywhere that you go.
What is it for you that gets you up in the morning? Is it the singing, the performing, the songwriting? Because some are, for lack of a better term, a one-trick pony. They can sing it, but they can't write it. Mm-hmm. They can't write the lyrics. They can't write the music. But clearly you do it all.
As far as the creative process, my strength and what I love the most is definitely live performance. And I was chatting with some other people on the weekend. I was playing in Westburn. They had their curling bonspiel. And so they had us come out and play the social. But then they said, also, you got to enter a team into the bonspiel if you're going to do this. So like a good prairie boy, that's what I did.
Of course you do.
The band entered a team and we curled all weekend and had a great time. But, it's this really great opportunity to go and meet people. I love the engagement with people. I love getting to know them, chatting with them, engaging them on social media. I'm not a big social media fan, but I much prefer that sort of in-person kind of thing. But that's my strength. The part where I'm not as strong is, you know, I don't think people recognize how much work, book work, computer work goes into being a musician. And that's the part
that's
where I'm just
drag.
I got to write this report. I got to do this now. So maybe one day I'll get to the point. I do have a team that works with me and they absorb a lot of that work for me now. That's kind of a new thing for me only within the last year. So I do enjoy delegating a little bit in that regard and saying, hey, let me jump on the bus. Let me drive the 20 hours to Grand Prairie. I don't care. I'll love it. And I'll get to see people on the other side. And it's just this great, great profession to be in.
It's humbling though, isn't it? Because you're connected to the fans that way and you're doing so many things and you have to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing Bond Spiels. You're playing, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Actually, we never play big cities. We're always in small towns. Always, always, always. And it's everywhere from, I mean, this year we were able to tour. We didn't play in BC, but other than that, we covered across the whole bottom part of the country. And so it's great, but you know, we don't, I mean, we'll play the Calgary Stampede and stuff like that. We kind of specialize in rodeo dances and country fairs. That's our kind of niche market. I'm a horse guy. My daughter's, you know, into barrel racing and stuff. So we spend a lot of time in
those. You're double dipping.
But a lot of people are thinking, does he not, though, in, you know, aspire to be at the Bird or at Canada Life Center to make it big that way?
If I could, 40 years from now, if I could have this career that Journey had, man, I would be thrilled. 11,000 tickets on a Monday night, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So it'd be, you know, in that regard, it'd be fantastic.
So how do you get there? Like, to me, it's hard work. But there's a lot of luck involved too.
I've never wanted to get to that point though. Like I started off playing, I always said I wanted to be sort of the quintessential rodeo band in Manitoba. And then as a stretch goal, it's like, well, it'd be cool to be across the prairies. Well, we played two of the biggest rodeos in Canada this year at the Calgary Stampede and the Canadian Finals Rodeo. So we already hit what my stretch goal was 10 years ago. And so now it's just gravy at this point.
So like Country Fest is cool. You would do stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, we are at Country Fest this year. See? We're supporting Diamond Rio and Clint Black. And
well, that doesn't suck.
No, that definitely doesn't. We're one of the only, I think we might be the only Manitoba act that's on the main stage. I could be wrong in that. Yeah. I don't know all their scheduling, but
that's how you make those connections, right? You meet the Clint Blacks, you meet the Diamond Rios, you go down with Tennessee and hang with Jason Blaine. And that's how you make those linkages. And then somebody goes, hey, this guy's pretty good.
But we're all just, I mean, for the most part, we're all just friends in this business.
Yeah.
And we kind of can instantly, like musicians are drawn to each other because we're all typically, especially in that country music world, country music is a bit of an anomaly because, you know, in the folk world, there's not a lot of collaboration in songwriting, but in country music, there definitely is. In rock music, you never go and play someone else's music. But in country, you have to know the country music songbook if you want to have a chance at this thing. And you have to be able to collaborate with other writers.
Can't all
and
be
musicians.
Jelly Roll.
Someday, Sunday comes out March 8th. Where can we find it?
On all streaming platforms. Anywhere that you can digitally find music, you can find that song.
And is it like for free?
Yeah. Well, it's streaming, right? So it's kind of this thing where you just don't make money on selling albums
and
anymore.
And it's just under Quentin Blair?
Under Quentin Blair, all platforms.
Quentin with an O.
Yeah, Yeah, everyone says Quentin, like San
yes.
Quentin. Yeah, but it's Quentin.
Quentin with an O at
That's
the end.
That's correct.
Landmark yeah. Zone, Quentin Blair. Great to meet you. Come back.
Thanks
Song
for having
is
me.
Great.
Thank you.
Song is
Thank
great.
You.
Love it.
Yeah. It's such an honor to be here. News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I grew up on this station.
You're hired.
Doesn't he look like Cam Kluche, Poitras?
You're out.
Doesn't he look like Cam Poitras?
I just got myself a new co-host. And he can sing.
Good to know you. I was going to tell you about the breaking news, which is next here on CJOB.
Quentin's got it covered.
Great to meet you.
Thanks so a lot. Best of luck in the future.
5:45. No more could have been or should have been. Baby, let's go. It's a Sunday. Let's do the things we said we were gonna do.
Join the conversation online, like the 680 CJOB Facebook page.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.